Hey everyone,
and welcome back to
BSG Brawl Stars Guides.
I'm Sharpshooter 354,
and I'm Julie Assassin.
Today is the 27th episode of BSG,
and today we're going to be doing the second part of the tick guide and some balance changes.
Yes, so first we're going to start with the balance changes, and so just so you guys know, these balance changes are not happening until July 6th, and so they're happening when the update comes out, okay? And so we're going to have four sections here. We're going to have buffs, nerfs, reworks, and Gale, because Gale is getting a lot of changes, and by a lot of changes, I mean a lot of changes.
Okay, so the first thing we want to say about Gale is Gale's attack is narrowed, sorry guys, and now has 6 snowballs.
And so his attack is less wide and the snowballs are less, you know, like big and fat. And so what we're going to do is, I mean, sorry, not what we're going to do. What Supercell's going to do is they're making it less wide, but they're increasing the number of snowballs so that, you know, he can do more damage, but he's higher skill cap too. So it's really going to help him in competitive play.
Oh, yes. So then the next one is
the damage from each snowball is being nerfed by 11%, which is at max level
504 to 448.
Yes. And so now what the so now one of Gale's snowballs does however much damage one of 8-bit's lasers does at max level.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say it, so I like said it. And the next one, okay, anyway.
Okay, and so, yeah. And so, basically what those two changes mean is that Gale can now hit a brawler who's next to him with 5 snowballs instead of 3. But with the nerf factored in, when he's right next to a brawler, then he ends up having a 16% buff to his damage.
Yes.
So we think this is going to really help Gale.
Then the next one is both his super and attack range are being nerfed by less than a tile.
Yes, and so we're not sure if it's going to be like half a tile or a third of a tile, but we are not sure yet. So, yeah. And so then, well, we don't think this is too big of a nerf, so we think Gale will be fine. And then his knockback from his super, when he knocks other brawlers back, is going to be 2 tiles more than it is. And so we think that this is really going to help Gale be more control.
Yes.
And to be honest, Gale was kind of a little underpowered. I mean, we were like kind of saying that he was balanced, but everyone kind of knew that like he was kind of like not very good.
Like, once he got more like not new from the update, he just wasn't doing very well.
Yeah, without his gadget, he's really not good. Except after these changes, he'll be. And then the last change is that when Gale uses his super, he will not be knocked back, which is going to be really, really useful.
Yes, it will.
And like when I'm playing Gale and I'm getting like using my super, whenever I get knocked back, it's so annoying. And really, I think this will really help Gale in competitive play and mainly higher trophies play, because because of this, he's going to have a higher skill cap, but have a bigger reward for that higher skill cap. And so, yeah.
Okay, so that's it for Gale. Next up is the reworks.
And so there are 3 reworks here. One's kind of like a replacement kind of thing. So let's start with that. So actually, Supercell is replacing the Tin Can Star Power with a new star power called
Sorry, guys.
Called. Do you want me to say it, Julie?
Yes.
called Revolving Door. It's right there on the notes.
Sorry, guys. I was distracted.
And so it's called Revolving Door. And what it does is it makes porters, Mr. P's porters, after they die, it makes them spawn 3 seconds faster. And they used to spawn after 4 seconds, but with the star power, they spawn after
4 to 1 second.
No, just one
Sorry,
second.
Sorry, 1 second. I meant, like, it went, like, you know.
From 4 to 1?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And so, we think this is definitely going to be a good star power, but we're not sure if it's going to be better. What do you think, Julie Sasson?
Yeah, we're not really sure. I think it, like, will be, I don't know. Like, we don't really know.
Okay, and so...
Sorry, guys, I'm kind of, like, distracted today, and I'm having trouble thinking.
Okay, so now let's go on to the Nani rework for Nani's attack, which will make Nani's attack a lot more easy to hit shots.
So when Nani's shot reaches max range, they go out like the first part of her attack for 3 tiles.
So, like, you know, when Nani first does her attack, the 3 bullets, like, go out, but and then they come in, but just take the part where they go out and then add that to the end of her attack, and that's what it does. So if Nani's, that's what Nani's attack does.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we think that this is definitely going to lower the skill cap for Nani and make her, like, a lot easier to auto-aim, but, like, also a bigger reward for people who know how to hit their shots.
So then next, Sprout's Overgrowth Star Power now has a 5-second recharge bar.
And so basically the recharge bar, what it does is it's not like Coiled Snake or anything like that. Wait. Okay, sorry. I thought I was going to sneeze. Wait. Sorry, guys. I sneezed there. So what it does is the recharge bar goes, and Sprout doesn't need to be at full ammo, I believe, but we're not 100% sure at this. So what it does is the recharge bar takes 5 seconds to recharge, but and so then after it's charged, the next attack will have the Overgrowth Star Power, like it will do what the Overgrowth Star Power does, but it won't just do it if it doesn't hit anyone. Even if it hits a something like a box or a opponent, now it will still have that increased radius. And so we think that this will definitely help Supercell be able to balance it more, because they can, like, buffer nerf the recharge time or buffer nerf the radius. And so we think that it's just really going to help them balance Sprout star power more.
Yes, so now it's time to go on to buffs.
And so the first buff, which I'm pretty sure the whole Brawl Stars community is glad to see, Dynamite's Gadget is getting a buff.
So Dynamite's Gadget will give him a slight speed boost.
And so we really think this will help him get away from tanks that kind of like don't have like a speed boost, like an El Primo without the Meteora Star Power or his super, or like a Bull or something without a super. And so, yeah. But it's not that big of a speed boost, so we don't think it'll help him that much, but we still think it'll help him.
We still think it's pretty good. So anyway, Nani's 8% health buff.
Nani's health is getting buffed by 8%. And so, which is from
3,360 to 3,640.
Yes.
I read it backwards.
And so, basically, if you didn't hear from, like, Jill the Assassin being a little confused, it makes her now have the same health as Brock and Tara, I think.
Yeah.
And so, no, I think it's just the same as Brock. Oh, no, that's a different different buff, and that's a different nerf. Yes, so Nani will now have the same health as Brock.
So then the last buff we're going to talk about is Jackie's gadget now has three uses.
And so you guys might be like, wait, what? But Jackie's gadget is so good, and they literally just put it down to two uses in the last balance changes. But we're going to go straight into the nerfs and tell you exactly why it's getting three uses.
So one reason why is Jackie's... Now,
this is just basically the only reason, but Jackie's getting two nerfs.
So Jackie's gadget is getting nerfed from 30% to 20%.
And so now it's going to definitely have less of a speed boost, but it's going to have more uses. And we're kind of interested to see this because mainly... Supercell has nerfed a gadget. All they've done is nerfed its uses. But we're kind of glad that Supercell is trying to nerf the, like, gadget instead of nerfing its uses. And so then Jackie's other nerf is that her health is getting nerfed by 4% from 7,280 health to 7,000 health. And also, please remember that all these stats that we're giving you, like 7,000 health and stuff, are all at max level, the max level brawlers.
Unlike when you first got them.
Yes, the last balance changes, the stats were when you first got them. And so then we have the second to last nerf, which is a Jean nerf.
So Jean's health is getting nerfed 6% from 5,040 to 4,760, like Gale and Tara.
And so we really think that this is going to make Jean a less viable option in the competitive meta, but we really think that Jean was definitely really good, but he wasn't like game-breaking broken or anything, but he was definitely good, and so we think that this definitely will help Jean be, you know, less good. And so now the last nerf and the last thing in the balance changes before we go into the tick guide part 2 is now Sprout's getting another nerf, which the community has wanted for a while.
So Sprout needs 5 hits to charge his super now.
And so instead of 4 hits, Sprout needs 5 hits. And so this really will definitely hurt Sprout. And Sprout was definitely really good, especially in modes like Brawl Ball, where all he could do is he literally could just spam out all 3 of his attacks and then get his super immediately and then just immediately place it down. Like, if you're a brawler and let's say you're on like a map in Brawl Ball and you have the ball and you're going towards the goal and the only person left on the other team is an enemy Sprout and they've already have their super charged by one shot and then they spam all 3 shots on you and then place down their super right away. Now Sprout can't do that as well, and so Sprout's definitely going to have its super less often.
Because Sprout was really good in Brawl Ball.
Yeah, and lots of other modes. And so that is all for the balance changes.
Now we're going to do the tick guide part 2.
So now we have kind of an announcement type thing. When we recorded the first part, which was the balance changes, we actually didn't realize how long it would take, and we thought it would take like 7-8-ish minutes.
So we said that we were going to do the tick guide part 2, but
because it took almost 14 minutes, we are going to just really quickly take like 2 minutes so that it ends up being around like 15, which we try to make our episodes around like 15, a little more than 15 minutes for you guys. And so now we're just going to briefly talk a little bit about how the meta is going to change with these balance changes.
Yeah, so we're sorry if you were looking forward to Tick Guide Part 2, but next episode on Saturday will be Tick Guide Part 2 and 8-bit 8-bit guide part 1.
And if it's short enough, 8-bit guide part 2, but don't hold your breath for that on Saturday. And that will be that episode unless something like really important pops up, like how on last Saturday, like Brawl Talk popped up, or last Wednesday, the Brawl Stars post on Twitter popped up. And so, yeah. And so now let's get straight into what we think. So let's talk about Gale really quickly and how we think he's going to change. So I really think that these buffs are going to help Gale really be better in the meta.
Because like we said, at first we thought he was really balanced when he was new. But then when people got to know Gale and when people kept playing Gale more, we realized that Gale isn't that balanced. He's kind of bad.
And so we really think that this will help Gales who are lower in level, like my Gale, because my Gale doesn't have a gadget or star power yet. This will help Gales like that, and it will also help Gales who are in the competitive play, because before, Gale was kind of like not as strong, but he was like kind of okay at lower trophies because he was really easy to hit shots with. But now it's going to be still pretty easy to hit shots, but not as easy. And so we really think that this is going to help Gale, but make him higher skill cap.
Yeah, so we think that these, like Sharpshooter 354 already said, is going to be really good for Gale because...
Yeah. So now on to the reworks. We think that Nani is definitely going to be a lot easier to play now.
Because she had a really high skill cap. Sorry, Sharpshooter 354.
Yeah. No, you didn't interrupt me. So, yeah, Nani had a really high skill cap. And so now Nani's still going to have a pretty high skill cap, but it's going to be easier to hit shots. And we really like that.
Yes. So then...
we think that Dynamike's gadget will still be on the, like, not as good side, but it will definitely be better.
Yeah, because Dynamike, like, he's a good brawler, but he's definitely not the best brawler, and so we think this will help him a little bit.
But not too much.
Yeah.
And then, now, Jackie, and really, with Jackie...
we think this will kind of balance her out.
We're going to talk about, like, the brawlers in general instead of, like... the reworks and buffs and nerf stuff. So now let's talk about Jackie. So with Jackie, we think that Jackie definitely got nerfed more than she got buffed, because we think that the gadget is now going to be like, we don't think that the gadget got nerfed or buffed, but we think that because of her health nerf, she's going to be a little less viable.
Yeah, and we think that it will kind of, like, balance her because she...
yeah.
Because her gadget was, like, really good.
Yeah, and then they nerfed it, and so now we think that her gadget is balanced after the nerf, and then the buff, and then the nerf. And so, yeah. And then, now, let's talk really quickly about Jean.
To finish it up.
We think... no, and then we'll talk about Sprout to finish
it up. Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot.
So, I feel like we kind of already talked about Jean a little bit. And so, we really think that he's going to be less viable because of his health. And, yeah, we kind of already explained that a little bit in the last part. Yeah.
So, last thing... is Sprout.
And so we definitely think that Sprout definitely got a big nerf, because Sprout super is mainly what makes him good, and so Sprout will get that a lot less often.
So we think that it really balanced him out.
But we really think that Sprout's definitely going to be a really good, not really good, but like a good brawler, just not like really good how it used to be. Yeah. And then we think that with Mr. P's tin can being replaced, we really think that now Handle with Care won't be just the go-to star power, and you'll actually have to like think about it and choose it. And then we think that Sprout's overgrowth star power is less good.
Yeah, so we think that it's good that Mr. P doesn't really have, like, a horrible star power and then a okay star power.
Yeah, well, hand or both care is good.
Well, yeah, good. That's what I meant.
Okay, so that is all for this episode. And we're really excited to see these balance changes. But remember, the stats are all for the highest level, like the maxed brawlers. And remember, these balance changes are coming with the update. Not before, but with the update on July 6th.
So thank you guys so much for listening.
And this is Sharpshooter 354.
And Julie Assassin
signing off.